Revisionist history, deconstruct everything simply means dismantle what everybody's always believed. The egotism of it is pretty frightening, but yeah, revisionist history. Now you can go to a university and be taught history, and Columbus is going to come out to be completely different than we learned that he was, and all the figures of history are manipulated and twisted around because truth is not the issue anymore. As an educator at the Master's College, I get involved in these discussions. What is more important than truth is ennobling the heretofore disenfranchised masses who have been subsumed under the dominant European white male culture. And so in order to release these oppressed women and minorities, we have to reinvent truth because the liberation of these abused people is more important than facts, since we might not have any reality about what facts are anyway. So history gets twisted. Everything gets twisted. And this is what's being applied. This mentality of postmodernism is being applied to the scriptures and to the church.
In some ways, I think the seeker-sensitive movement laid the foundation for disaster by minimizing scripture and doctrine and all. And now a new movement comes along who's devoted to questioning everything and criticizing everything and deconstructing everything. And the church is filled with people who have no foundation, no solid foundation of doctrine to fall back on.
Yeah, and that's a huge problem. Some of the culprits in this, of course, you have to look at people like the Christianity Today people, and you have to look at Zondervan. Christianity Today is the flagship magazine that keeps promoting this. Zondervan Publishing, which years ago was publishing Bible study tools, is now publishing all that they can get their hands on, it seems, of this kind of material.
Yeah, they have a whole arm of their company that is devoted to just publishing.
And then you have U Specialties organization partnering with Zondervan to flood the world with this kind of material and aid and abet this tragic invasion. And that's what makes it so sad, because they've embraced the postmodern world. The publishers have embraced postmodernism. Hey, we all have our own truth. This is wonderful dialogue, conversation. The only part of the conversation they don't like is when you say, that's wrong, that's sinful, that's undermining the Word of God. They don't want that part of the conversation.
Hmm. Let me give you an example of what you're talking about here. I'm going to read you a quotation from a book. This actually was published in America by Zondervan. It's by a British postmodern evangelical author. He calls himself an evangelical. This quote that I'm about to read would really raise a fair question of whether the man is evangelical. The author here is Steve Chalk. The book is called The Lost Message of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this book